That's the beautiful voice of the Indigenous soprano Deborah Cheatham singing Advance Australia Fair at the National Day of Mourning service back in 2009. We could have heard that beautiful voice at this year's AFL Grand Final, except Deborah Cheatham doesn't want to sing the national anthem anymore, well, not in its current form, and she's here to explain why. Deborah, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, it's my great pleasure, Patricia, thank you.
You've sung the national anthem in the past, in fact, that's why we played it, you singing it so beautifully. Why did you say no to playing it, to singing it, at the AFL Grand Final, where you would have had the hugest audience?
First, I'll say I was never more proud to represent Australia than I was at that bushfire memorial. I think anybody who was particularly in Victoria that weekend, it really scarred us in a way that we wondered how we would heal. And we see a lot of stories of healing coming forward even now. But, you know, in the ensuing 6 years, is it, since those terrible events, I've really come to understand on a much deeper level how hurtful it is to Indigenous Australians to really be excluded. Because when we sing that we are young in that anthem, that really does set up a very false premise. Because Indigenous Australians, they're part of the longest continuing culture in the world. In fact, Australia, as a nation, alone in the world, can lay claim to the longest continuing culture. I would like to see us celebrate that. And I just felt that whilst it was an honour to be asked to sing at the AFL Grand Final, and what performer doesn't want to? Really, if we're ever to advance beyond being young, then at some point you have to make a stand.
So you did make a stand and you asked the AFL to change that lyric. They did consider it.
Well, of course, the AFL, it's not for them to change the lyrics to the anthem.
No, to allow you to sing alternative lyrics. That's
right. Indeed. And yes, to the credit, they did give some consideration to what I was saying. And I know that they had asked me because they are searching for the answers that many Australians are searching for. How do we bring Australia together? How do we heal the wounds of a very tumultuous 227 years? How do we heal that? How do we bring people together after, well, a year that I can only imagine what Adam Goods had been a feeling. I mean, I don't have to imagine it. I've been through it, but not 90,000 people booing me all at once. And I think the AFL genuinely wanted to do something, but I had to tell them that I didn't think that was the solution. I didn't think that was the way that it would heal, not for Indigenous Australians, many of whom won't sing the anthem.
That's right. And that's something that's controversial in the broader community. There is this view that we are now a nation, a multicultural nation with a number of different races, and we come together. Yeah. And the national anthem does try to reflect that. Yeah. Some people even feel quite affronted by the statements by some Indigenous Australians that they're not proud to be Australians or that they don't want to sing the anthem. What is your response to people who feel like for some that Indigenous Australians are effectively questioning Australia as we see it or the kind of Australia they want to be in?
Well, I guess I'd ask them a question. Is there nothing that they themselves are unhappy with? Is there nothing that they question in our contemporary society that couldn't be better? I really feel that we, as Australians, we have certain freedoms that we must protect. There are more freedoms to be gained in Australia. We can be better than we are now. And when the lyric was penned in 1878... You know, it was a very different society. In fact, we weren't yet a nation. And I'd encourage people to have a look at all of the verses of our anthem and see if they would be quite so comfortable to sing all of them. We've chosen one particular verse that we hear mostly. And in the 80s, when I was still at school, we used to sing Australian Sons, Let Us Rejoice. Now, we came to an understanding that it wasn't enough to say sons or sing sons, we had to be more inclusive, and so Australians all, to include 50% of the population.
That's right, women.
So I guess what I was asking or suggesting that we consider a lyric that Judith Durham and Mutti Mutti singer-songwriter Kutch Edwards had penned in 2009. I think Lou Bennett was involved in that process as well. And they came up with some absolutely beautiful lyrics. And the two words that I particularly wanted to insert were Australians all let us rejoice in peace and harmony. And so I guess, you know, I would say to people, if they're concerned about me singing about peace and harmony, you know, maybe the conversation is going to be a longer one than I thought.
Thank you so much for stepping into the studio and talking with us. Your piece, which is on the conversation, is really a good read. And if anyone wants to understand a bit more about your decision, I suggest they read it. Thank you so much, Deborah.
My pleasure.
That's the opera singer Deborah Cheatham speaking about why she chose not to sing the national anthem at the AFL Grand Final earlier this year. It's part of the best of RN Drive. Throughout this week, you've heard some of my favourite interviews from 2015. Keep listening. You're about to hear another highlight. Dan Kelly joined me in the drawing room to share his favourite song and to talk about his album out now called Leisure Panic.